Hi, I'm Jeff Heisner with the Michigan District, and welcome to the podcast. Today, we're talking with Pastor Tom Dunseth. Pastor Dunseth is the missionary at large to the deaf. Tell me a little bit, how did this all come about for you, and why was it on your heart?
This goes back a long way, Jeff. I started as a missionary to the deaf at large in the Michigan District in 2001, when I returned from overseas. So I was at that time in South China, in the city of Macau, working at a deaf school. And then when I returned to the U.S., I came to the Michigan District, and there was a call available to be Michigan District missionary at large and pastor of the historic Our Savior Lutheran Church of the Deaf. And I turned it down. I don't know if anybody remembers this, except maybe Roosevelt Gray. But I had been overseas. I had been working with Chinese. I had been working with Chinese deaf. And I just wanted my family to be in a place where they could speak their own language, or at least one of the ones that they had previously learned. And learning another language was not on my, the top of my list. So I sat for a year, and you know how it is. So it really wasn't on my heart at the time, but you know, the Lord sends you a deaf neighbor or a deaf child, and then it is put on your heart. You can't miss it. And it was something like that that happened with me.
Oh, that's cool.
A year later.
Talk about the importance of this ministry, and it why is it important, especially to you?
Oh, boy. There is not an official statistic I could find. However, if you are around deaf people enough in the deaf community, interpreters, people in deaf ministry, there is a percentage that they're talking about, which is 2-4%, meaning 2-4% of the deaf community are churched or have any affiliation with Jesus Christ and his people. So with that figure, and this is really not just in the United States, but worldwide, with the figure of such high percentage, deaf people are the largest unreached people group in the world. Now, there's a number of factors that go into that, and I don't really have time to talk about that on a podcast, but it's generally recognized by church workers and people who serve the deaf community. And so with no access to God's word, no access to God's means of grace for salvation, not many people are involved in this ministry. And it has a lot of challenges that, people who get into it burn out easily. So it has to be done very carefully, certainly with the Lord's blessing and his guidance. But it's a really, really needed ministry.
Yeah, I did not really realize how needed that was. That's incredible. Talking to Pastor Tom Dunseth, the missionary at large for the deaf. What's happening right now in deaf ministry?
Well, in response to our Lord's command to go, baptize, and teach in Matthew 28, those of us in the Michigan District involved in deaf ministry are doing just that. So, we are providing access to the words of God and to his worshiping community and congregations throughout the district in a number of different ways. So the first way, and I think I wanted to highlight that, I know there is on the Michigan District Deaf Ministry page, and I know, Jeff, you are personally involved with a visit and a video, is St. Martin Lutheran School for the Deaf in Dearborn. Now, this is a new project. This was brought out basically by our response to this 2-4% that we were just talking about of unreached people group. And I think children are even harder to reach. It used to be that we had access to them, certainly through the long ministry of the old Lutheran School for the Deaf in Detroit that made a lot of deaf Lutherans throughout the years and populated the churches in Michigan and other places, but now that's not functioning as a deaf school. This area is needed again. And we also can't get into the Lutheran public, sorry, not Lutheran, but the public schools and teach the mainstream programs that are out in your communities. Michigan School for the Deaf in Flint, we are just not allowed to go in as the church anymore. I think a lot of our listeners are aware of that, the difficulty and challenge. So in order to get access to deaf children, we still saw the need for this. And so we founded St. Martin Luther School for the Deaf in Dearborn. And so now with part-time staff, some part-time staff and full-time staff, we are inside of Emmanuel Lutheran School there, downtown Dearborn, and reaching out to parents with deaf children with Lutheran Deaf Education and the Gospel. So that's a great thing that we're really excited about that's going on. Another thing is we're doing various different outreaches throughout the state. We're producing resources for congregations in the Michigan District and beyond to educate, catechize, teach the deaf people in your congregations in the Bible. And also we conduct interpreter and sign language workshops here in the state as well.
Yeah, and I know firsthand that seeing Deaconess Diana Rice and also Pastor Walworth in action, that was awesome. So cool to see those two definitely have a gift. So it's very cool to see.
Indeed, yep.
Tell us about the challenges that you face in this ministry.
Oh, well.
They are many, I take it.
Yes. Well, challenge them. I mean, as I previously mentioned, one of the biggest is just getting access to the deaf people. That's the first thing, both children and adults. There is a resistance among the adult deaf community to the gospel and to the church. And I think we're finding that with hearing people more and more in American culture today as well. But it's been especially so about the deaf people. They had been de-churched, so to speak, long ago, even in childhood. So a lot of them grew up in Christian families. However, in the old days, nobody ever provided interpreters for deaf kids. They expected them to lip read. And I bet that our listeners are thinking, at least maybe somewhere in their experience, they've heard that deaf people are really good at lip reading. Well, that's true. They can lip read a lot better than you and I might. However, lip reading is limited, and still on the lips, you can only get max somewhere between 40 and 60% of what's going on. The best lip reader, despite what you saw, on that episode in Seinfeld. So it is not really the way for a deaf person to have access to God's word. And because of this, they were taken to church by well-meaning, loving Christian parents as they grew up, and they just understood nothing. So there's a sign for church that's developed among kind of sign language slang, which means kind of very, very boring, unfortunately. It's not boring, it's just that they don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. So that's a challenge. Another challenge is there's very, very few interpreters. And the interpreters that are out there, now there's a lot of good ones, but they are not trained in interpreter training programs to interpret God's word in the church. The church vocabulary, the culture, everything, they feel very awkward. So it's very hard for congregations to find interpreters for Sunday morning. And finally, just the number of people that are involved in deaf ministry, it's very few.
Yeah. Even though there are those challenges, I know there are lots of joys and lots of wins. Could you speak to that?
Oh, there are. There are. I have to say that, in life, some of the things with the greatest challenges provide also the greatest joys. And you're absolutely right. St. Martin is one of those examples. It's a lot of work for those staff. But, Diana and the other gals that are working with her, Pastor Walworth, there's nothing more they'd rather be doing than bringing the children the good news of God's love and grace and forgiveness in Jesus Christ through education ministry. So that's one of the joys. The other one is, recently we're up in Flint and in Clio, we've been doing a deaf outreach up there that's been having great success. and just reaching out to the people and just kind of an auxiliary outreach ministry that hopes then to draw from that into Bible study and then into the church, which is the goal from that. And that those both of those are doing very, very well.
How can people, how can organizations, churches get involved in the ministry, even starting a deaf ministry?
Okay. Well, the first thing to understand about that is don't try to do this on your own, because there's several reasons for doing this, because there's a lot involved, and somebody who's not adequately prepared may just give up. So I would suggest, if deaf ministry is on your heart, start by taking a sign language class. Maybe you already know some sign language or sign language. There are sign language classes throughout the state, probably in your community at a community education center, or it might be at the school in your county that provides mainstream education for the kids, students. Start that. Get involved with the language. And usually that's a positive, fun thing to do. So as you do that, then plug into one of the Michigan District Deaf Ministries that isn't too far from you. Go and on Sunday morning and meet with the deaf people and practice your sign skills. See if there's some way that you can get involved to volunteer there. Then, once you understand the deaf people, their language, their culture, their needs, and what it might take to start that at your church, then call the district office and request congregational consultation or a deaf ministry mission Sunday, and we'll come out and we'll take you through all of that and provide you the resources you need.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure people realize there are a few missions and options out there here in Michigan. Now, obviously we want more, but there's a number of deaf ministries around.
Oh, yes. Can I list a few?
Absolutely, please do, yeah.
All right. You can go to the Michigan District website at michigandistrict.org, click on ministries, and then click on deaf ministries under that, and then go down, and then there you'll see, you can be able to click on a link there that'll take you to all of the congregations that have deaf ministries in Michigan. And so if one of them, chances are, is not too far from you. Trinity Traverse City, St. Mark, Saginaw, Peace Lutheran Church, Saginaw, Zion in Tawa City, St. Paul in Christ the King, Lutheran Church for the Deaf in Flint, Trinity Pawpaw, Emmanuel Dearborn, St. Matthew Holt, St. Paul Coldwater, and Cross and Resurrection Ypsilanti. So there's got to be one there not far from you.
Yeah, we got the state covered, but of course we could use more for sure.
Absolutely.
Now, check the show notes for more information, including any details that we might have on the deaf ministry. Not certain that we will link the George Kramer, Jerry Seinfeld episode, but you never know. Pastor Tom, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Jeff. God keep you.
Thank you. And thank you, the listener, for making this podcast part of your day. God bless.